I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Play with shot saved by McElhinney. There was traffic in front. Now a stretch pass up ahead to Gord. Gord in, shoots, scores! Yanni Gord picks the top corner. What a shot! And it's 2-1, Tampa.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Lightning Radio Network, bring us out. Red hot Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's welcome aboard right now Chris Abbott, Cool Bet Canada. Hit him up on Twitter, at Cool Bet Chris. Chris with a K. Hey, Chris, we certainly appreciate the time. Mark Malusis and Ken Barkley with you. How you doing?
Mark, Ken, good to be with you on a beautiful Friday evening. Well, it's beautiful here in Toronto. I hope it is where you are, too. But I'm doing well, thanks very much. And I hope you guys are doing well. Alongside.
We're doing well. We're doing good. Happy to talk a little hockey with you, Chris. You know, when you look at, you know, when you look at Florida right now, Chicago, legit threats right now to Tampa in the Central Division?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're not. I think, here's the first thing. I think this division is really bad overall. But Tampa's the best of the lot, I think, right now. I don't think Chicago and even Florida are going to be a sustainable team. Now, I stand to be corrected. You know, you've got the DNA of Joel Quimble on both of these squads, so you never really know. He certainly had good programs in both cities. But I think it's Tampa's to lose, and barring any more injuries, of course, already playing without Nikita Kucherov, I think it's their division, but it's been wild and woolly down there, that's for sure. And then Florida with that big come-from-behind win last night, too. So it's been a bit of a crazy division, absolutely.
Chris, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since, you know, I consider one of the newsiest things we've had this season. And I don't say that for me, who's like the casual hockey fan, but we have other guests on the show. We had Rob Pizzola, pro better on the other day. And everybody we've had on has kind of been not surprised or shocked, but just, you know, I guess, you know, surprised a little bit by this Claude Julien, you know, Canadians firing and kind of where the team goes from here. I know we had you on the show early in the year, and you, along with all of our other hockey experts, it was all, I can't believe how good Montreal is. Like, this was a team I kind of liked before the year. And then they have this kind of small slump. They end up axing their coach as a result. I think it kind of, you know, took a lot of people by surprise. How did you kind of, you know, view that coaching change? Did you think it was the right move? And what do you think of Montreal kind of for the next few weeks here?
Well, so there's a whole lot going on there. So the first thing is, if Carey Price continues to be Carey Price and covers up a lot of the mistakes, then we might not be having this conversation today. He has not been his typical self. And as that organization's been for, you know, the last 10, 12 years, however long he's been there, they need him to be at his best to be successful. Something else that is, it goes into this, I think. The day Dominique Ducharme was hired as an assistant coach, the clock began ticking on Claude Julien. For those in the U.S. listening who may not know, Dominique Ducharme won a national junior championship as a coach of the Halifax Mooseheads. He won a world junior championship as the head coach of Team Canada. And that often parlays you into an NHL job eventually. So his first NHL gig was as an assistant in Montreal. He's from Quebec, bilingual. He ticks all the boxes there, and he's also got a good relationship with Marc Bergevin and the head coach of their American Hockey League team, Joël Bouchard. So if you knew all these things, you aren't that surprised that when the time came to give him a shot, they acted on it maybe a little quicker than some might think.
Chris, I want to ask you about one of the stranger stories, and that being Artemi Panarin being out here for the Rangers, who clearly is a guy now taking the leave of absence. We saw the story over in the Russian newspaper and what the allegations were dating back to 2011. Number one, when do you think Panarin does return to the Rangers? Number two is, what can Quinn and the Rangers do in the absence of one of the best players in the NHL?
Yeah, well, so first of all, I hope his family is safe and he thought about their safety before he decided to speak out against the government over there. We all know that politically, that's not a great move to do for yourself and your family. So I hope that's all been sorted out. On the ice, hockey-wise, there's a couple of ways this plays out. One, the Rangers use this as kind of a rallying point. Hey, our star's out of the lineup. He's facing a real crisis. We realize that he's a huge offensive player for us. Can we rebound on his behalf almost? So it'll be interesting to see. They're a plus 145 home dog to a Bruins team who absolutely forgot to play hockey in the third period last night against the Islanders. I don't think that's a bad number. I think the Rangers could sneak one on the Bruins tonight. That game starts, about 90 minutes. So I think it'll be a good test. And to answer your question, I think we'll see a lot of that out of this game. Do the guys rally together, or do they think, oh, well, our superstar's gone, we're absolutely done for? I kind of like to think that they keep this one close. So that might not be a bad bet, and I think that's how they'll approach this. I think this is a team that needed a bit of a rallying cry. This is not the kind of one you want to have, but I think it could help them galvanize the rest of the roster. Hello?
Hello, Chris.
I had a little tech issue here, but we're all good. Sorry about that, Chris. I was just going to say, you were talking about Bruins and Rangers tonight. I want to ask you about another game tonight. And again, casual hockey fan, when our technical director, Bill, comes on and tells us what he likes in hockey that night, my ears always tend to perk up when he kind of gets really excited about a matchup that maybe I'm like, wait, why are you excited about this game? Like, what's going on in this game? And he came on and he was like, Kings Wild, I am fascinated by this game. And I'm just going, wait a minute. Like, we're fascinated by Kings Wild. And I look and it's, these are the two hottest teams in the league. They're playing each other tonight. Mm-hmm. Wild about a minus 170 favorite, total 5.5. So if you have a thought on the game tonight, feel free to share it. But also, these are the two hottest teams in the league. Is it worth placing a futures bet on either of these teams? Are these teams with kind of long-term staying power that could make noise in the playoffs?
I think the Wild would be a team that I would look at long-term rather than the Los Angeles Kings. Real interesting matchup. So when the Wild came back off their COVID layoff, their first game was a 4-0 loss to this LA team. And since then, they've gone on an absolute heater. But all the while, the Kings, I think 7 in a row, maybe 6. Anyway, they've allowed 7 goals in their last 6 games. Their goaltending's been outstanding. Jonathan Quick was really bad to start the year in net for Los Angeles. And Cal Peterson got an opportunity, and he ran with it. And I think that might have awoken Jonathan Quick a little bit. Plus, the team's playing, obviously, a bit better defensively in front of them. So I also have my eyes on this game. I think the Kings are a live dog at plus 150. And I've also used their puck line, plus 1.5, in a few money line parlays. I've got cross sport going on tonight. So, a few parlays, sorry, not just money lines. But, I'm very interested in this. The Minnesota Wild, they've gone through a rebuild in the last couple of years. Are they starting to see the fruits of that? I agree with your producer. I think this is a game to keep your eye on, and these are two teams to keep your eye on in a Western division where we're always thinking about Colorado and Vegas and the the normal names. I think these are two teams to keep an eye on. This game might go a long way to telling us what to watch.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to You Better, You Bet. We're being joined here by Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada. Chris, want to ask you, what's going on in Colorado with the Avalanche right now?
You know, they're hot and cold. You know, that's what it boils down to. I don't know that they've really put together their full game yet. I think one of the things we're seeing, they've had guys in and out of the lineup with injuries and whatnot. They came into the season as a Stanley Cup favorite. There's all of these expectations around this team. And, you know, they put it together and looked unbeatable on some nights, and another night they're a little more loose. I think at the end of the day they're going to be there. I think they're going to be a good bet going forward. And, you know, they have one of the best and most dynamic players in the league in Nathan MacKinnon. They have maybe arguably the top defensive group from an offensive perspective on their back end, led by Cale Makar, who's an absolute superstar. So I think this Colorado team is going to be there at the end. It's been a couple of years coming. Better off hitting a few bumps as they go through right now. And, they're a team definitely to watch as we go forward.
Chris, I want to ask you about the North Division, which for people who don't follow the division, the Canadian Division is the one I'd like to ask you about. I usually ask you some kind of question about Toronto up a million points. How good are they? Matthews for Conn Smythe and all this stuff. And, you know, the Oilers have played much better recently. They've won five in a row. I think this is the smallest the gap has been between Toronto and the second place team in the division for kind of quite some time. And it's not that Toronto's played poorly. It's just that Edmonton has played so well. Is this a situation where down the stretch we could kind of have a fun back and forth here between McDavid and Matthews? And how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, and they play twice last week in Toronto, and they play Saturday night in Edmonton again. Now, Auston Matthews is day-to-day with a wrist injury he suffered. Apparently, he's been dealing with it and hurt it again a little bit in the last game. So I think what you're going to see Saturday night, I don't think the lines are out yet, but I think the Leafs are going to be a small road favorite. I think it's an excellent time to get in on the Edmonton Oilers. 11 of 13 wins for the Oilers. Mike Smith, 38 years old, he's 6-0 to start the year, and he's got a bunch of shutouts sprinkled in there with a team that plays run and gun. So for those people out there that remember the Edmonton Oilers of the 80s, where Grant Fuhr was their goaltender, and he might let in five, but he's not going to let in the last one that helps them lose. So with this Edmonton team that's showing offense, that's had a resurgence from Jesse Puljujärvi, who's a player that came over from Finland. It didn't work out. He went back home and lit it up for a couple of years. Now he's back, and he's been effective in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, the Edmonton Oilers for sure. I think people had them kind of pegged middle of the pack in the division right now. I think they're right there with the Leafs, maybe a step behind. They're a little bit not as deep in their forward lines, but I think the Leafs the Leafs are due for a little bit of a skid as well. They went on a run, and no NHL team goes wire to wire like that. So, I think the Edmonton Oilers are a team definitely to get behind in the North Division for the next little bit.
We're talking to Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada. Chris, how many teams right now would you say are on that Stanley Cup winning line? How many teams do you think can win a Stanley Cup this year?
Wow. I mean, that's quite that. Well, that's literally the million-dollar question, right? But there's a handful. I think as much as I like to poo-poo the Maple Leafs' chances, and they haven't won one since 67 and all those things, I think they're a team that's right there. I think if they make a couple of additions at the trade deadline, they could be a serious contender. And, of course, we've talked about it on this show before, you're guaranteed one Canadian team to be in the semifinal. So I think Toronto, Edmonton, both, I think right now, are certainly on that list. I think the Tampa Bay Lightning are certainly a threat to repeat, much for the same reason. I think getting out of that Central Division should be, I won't say easy, but it should be something they can accomplish, and that puts them in the semifinal. It's the East and the West that's where it really, really starts to add up. I think Boston's right there. I think the Islanders are a bit of a long shot. We've talked about that before, just the way they play the game. Washington has all those veterans, so if they decide near the end of the year that they want to do this, I think they'll be right there as well. And then I think Vegas coming out of the West, and Colorado are two teams to look at. And Colorado's played a few, fewer number of games than some teams, and it reflects in the standings. But I think they'll be right there at the end.
Chris, we got about a minute left, and you actually kind of, we only have, it's a light slate in hockey tonight. We've already gone over your thoughts actually kind of organically on two of the games with the Rangers, hosting Boston. And then you kind of like, the Kings as a live dog at Minnesota. One other game we haven't talked about, we mentioned Colorado and the fact that they're struggling, but they're a pretty big road favorite at Arizona tonight. And, we got about 30 to 45 seconds, just kind of your thoughts on that game and wrap up the slate for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this Arizona team, one thing they've done this year is score goals. They've scored 52 goals. That puts them near the top of the division in goals scored. So they're an offensive threat. I don't mind them either as a home dog against Colorado, but I could see potentially an over being in play. I'm looking at 5.5 at plus 104 right now. So I think we might be in for a little more offense than that tonight. So, there's lots of ways to play it. You could do a Coyotes plus 1.5, Kings plus 1.5. There's lots of ways to do it tonight, but I think there's certainly value to be had on the board with some of these underdogs. We should see some goals, I think, especially in Colorado and Arizona.
Chris Abbott, Cool Bet Canada. Hey, Chris, thanks for hopping on with us here on this Friday. Good luck with all your plays tonight, and have a great weekend, all right?
My pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend as well.
You got it. Chris Abbott, always always great talking a little hockey, and gave you a feel. A very, very light night tonight in the National Hockey League. Only three games on the slate, with three games getting postponed. But good stuff there for Chris. Gave you a good feel about what Colorado, the Kings, looks at the Rangers tonight. Love to hear that as being a live dog against
the
Boston Bruins.
You going to have a bet in that game? We got the power hour in about a half hour.
That's it. Yeah, you got it. We're going to talk college hoops next. Brett Evans from Fade the Noise will join Ken and me next, right here. You Better You Bet, a Friday edition. Mark Malusis in for Nick Costos right here on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.